Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Thursday the 11th of April, Rabbi Yaakov ben Zaken, from Pesach to Shavuos and the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva.
Good morning, good Chodesh. I want to share with you some ideas on this subject. First, on the connection between Pesach and Shavuos. There is a Rav Samson Rafael Hirsch, in his Sefer Chayrim, has a beautiful structure of the Mayadim. He says that if we look at the Mayadim, they're all related to each other. We start with Pesach. He says the creation of Klal Yisrael, the creation of the Jewish people, the physical creation. And Le'umas Pesach, we have Shavuos, which is the spiritual creation of the Jewish people. But Klal Yisrael receives the Torah, that's where the spirit of the Jewish people has come down. So we have the goof of the Jewish people, so to speak, which is created in Pesach, and then we have the spirit of the Jewish people, which is the Torah, which is given in Shavuot. And just like Sukkos, then we have Sukkos. Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Sukkos is about the preservation, the maintenance, the survival of the Jewish people in the Ananiya Kavod or the Sukkos Mamash, according to the different Pshatim in the Gemara. But it's about the physical survival of the Jewish people. So it's not about the creation, but it's about the continuous survival of the Jewish people. And Shmini Atzeres, which is the culmination of Sukkos, is about the spiritual survival and the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah that we have that keeps us spiritually going year in, year out. The next two are going to be Chanukah and Purim, where Purim is about the physical survival against an external threat, which is Haman. And Chanukah is a spiritual survival against an external threat, which is the Yevanim. So all of these Chagim are connected to each other, and one focuses on the physical, and the other one focuses on the spiritual. There's a Rav Shlomo Fischer from Eretz Yisrael, has a sefer, I think it's called Beis Yishai. I had this chus to go to many of he had a chabura on Motzei Shabbos in Harnov, and I attended a few times. And he asked, one of the kashas of Manishtana, one of the questions of Manishtana Halayla Hazeh is as follows. We know that when a Korban Toida is brought, a Korban Toida has a very serious amount, a large amount of loaves of bread, has Arbaim Chalos, has 40 Chalos. Among them, there's Chalos Chametz, which is very unusual to have menachos which were chametz. So every korban toida had chametz. He says, Pesach, korban Pesach, be'etzim is a korban toida. We're thanking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach is a chag hodah. So we're thanking a Kadosh Baruch Hu for having taken us out of Mitzrayim. Sfardim especially have, we say every single day, we say the Mizmor of Hodul Hashem, Kitov, Kilalam, Chazda, Yomru, Geul Hashem, which is about the Arba Tzichim Lehoidos, which is the Mizmor of Pesach, because we all of those four Hatzolos were Hatzolos of Pesach. So he says, how come in Pesach, which is Be'etzen, a type of Korban Toida, also another commonality between Korban Pesach and Korban Toida. Korban Toida is one of the few Korbanos that Miyom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. Actually, the Korban Pesach has limited, is even more limited than a Korban Toida. Korban Toida could only be eaten on that night, with the day and the night, whereas other Korbanos he had Shnei Yamin V'Layla Echad. And Korban Pesach we only had the night. So it's very, very, very focused the amount of time that we can eat it. And that makes us share. Korban Pesach has to be shared. You can't make a Korban Pesach for yourself. It's almost impossible to have a whole animal just for yourself. That's another commonality. So he says that, how come this Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach, which is also a type of Korban Toida, does not have Chametz along with it? Now, what's special about Korban Toida that it can have a mincha, which is Chametz? So Chametz, we know, is associated with Gaiva. It's a symbol of Gaiva. And therefore, to bring gaiva into your korban is inappropriate. You're coming to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to bring along your gaiva. When can you bring something that represents gaiva and not fall in the trap of being gaivadik? When you're coming to be moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're coming to B'moideh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves you, that everything you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. So then, there's no room for gaiva, because you know you're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your Hatzalah was dependent completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, there's no room for that gaiva. And there is, perhaps, an aspect of gaiva, which is the dignity aspect of gaiva, which would be positive. But it's only shaykh to bring it along when you be moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Manishtan halayla ze shebechol halaylus anu ochlim chametzu matzah. He says, all nights, meaning all nights when we have a korban toida, we have chametz and matzah as part of the korban toida. Halayla hazeh kula matzah. So he says that the answer is that we have to understand that Pesach is tied together with Shavuos. And therefore, on Shavuos, when we bring the shtei halechem, which is also chametz, which is also one of the few instances we have chametz in the Beis HaMikdash, that shtei halechem, which is tied to Pesach, that is the culmination of the Korban Toida of Pesach, where we bring the chametz. So that's our first interesting connection that connects all the way from Pesach to Shavuos. Another, the Ramban goes as far as to say that the period of Sfiras HaOmer, the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, are like a Chol HaMoed. Like a Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, where you start off with first day of Sukkot, then you finish with Shmini Atzeres, so the 7 days in between, six days in between the Chol HaMoed. So too, we have a sort of Chol HaMoed, which is the whole period of Sfiras HaOmer. I was thinking that this ties in with something we see about in the Gemara Nerachin. The Gemara Nerachin asks a question as to why it is that on Pesach, like today, we only say Chatzi Halal, what we call Chatzi Halal, right? According to the Gemara, that's not saying halal. It's only halal as a minug. So why is it on Pesach we say halal only on the first day, and Sukkot we say halal all of the days of Sukkot? So one of the answers to Gemara there is Pesach is eino haluk bekorbanoisav, whereas Sukkot is haluk bekorbanoisav. Meaning what? That every single day of Sukkot there's a different set of korbanos that are brought. The parim is a different cheshbon of parim. Whereas in Pesach, and this is, you see the maftir of the first day becomes the second Sefer Torah for every single day of Pesach. It's exactly the same kriya. Why? Because the musafin of Pesach, of every single day of Pesach, were exactly the same. Which means that the avoida of the days of Pesach is the same every day. To an extent, the avoida, the basic avoida of all the days of Pesach are the same. That's avoida is the korbanos. Whereas on Sukkot, there's a slightly different avoid on every single day. So it could be, right?
Why the first day we say it?
Why do we say the first day?
If it's fully becomes, not fully
becomes. No, so Rav Aaron Cutler explains, if you want to see this shikl at the beginning, whenever you have a new Yom Tov, the new Yom Tov is Mechayev Eid Halal. So the first day, it's a new day, it's a new Yom Tov, it's new. But the second day, it's a repetition of yesterday, there's no newness on the second day. Therefore, on the first day, you would say, but on the second day, you wouldn't say. That's how it's going. So, it could be that this follows very nicely. The first week of Pesach, so to speak, is like the first day of Sukkot. Since from Pesach to Shavuos 7 weeks, so every week is like a day of Sukkot. Therefore, the first week is the avoida, which is the same avoida, so to speak, throughout the whole week, just like the first day of Sukkot. There's another interesting point that came across is as follows. We have the two korbanos that are the bracket, so to speak, of Sfiras HaOmer. Are, as we said, the Omer is the first korban that's brought, and then we have at the end the Shtei HaLechem. So it's Yadua, it's known that the Gemara says with regards to Soita, that Soita brings Mincha Se'oira, she brings an offering of barley. Why? Because barley is Machal Behema. About, when I was 16, so quite a many years ago, I went to a summer science program at the Weizmann Institute in Israel. I spent a month there. Weizmann Institute in Israel, in Rehovot. And I spent there 2 weeks working with a fellow who was doing research on barley. Genetic research. What was the research? He was t- testing different combinations of barley to get a combination of barley which was the greatest amount of specific type of proteins or subproteins called essential amino acids. And I spent a few... It sounds like fun, right? That's what I thought originally. But then I sat with him and we spent 2 weeks pipetting little things and just doing analysis. And I said, how long have you been on this for? He says, I've been doing this for 2-3 years. I said, there's no way I'm doing this my whole life. Right? So I gave up on pure sciences. But what was so crucial, he says, barley is the basic staple for animals, and whatever animals, there are certain things that animals consume through their food, which we can only consume derech the animals. Unless you want to eat barley, which is not very tasty. So, in cholent, yes, but how much barley can you eat? You get barley every day, a single day, every cholent every day? Maybe Thursday nights and Shabbos. And if you're in yeshiva, even Friday night as well. So, we start off with machal behema, and we graduate, so to speak, in Shavuos with machal adam, which is not only of chita, not only of bar of wheat, but it's baked, processed, fully processed wheat, as opposed to the barley of korban ha'omer. What is the effect of korban ha'omer? The effect of korban ha'omer, which is machal behema, is matir the tvua for achilas adam. Until the korban ha'omer is not offered, then the tvua chadasha, the new crop from last year until now, is also to eat. Only after the havas korban ha'omer, the bringing of the korban ha'omer, or the day of omer, nowadays we don't have a korban, then yom hanafa, then we can eat for ourselves. But we still can't offer menachos from the tvua chadasha. The shtei halechem is that which is matir, the tevuah chadasha for menachos. You can bring menachos from the new crops only after Shavuos when you bring shtei halechem. So you see a beautiful idea. When you eat machal behema, when you bring a korban which is machal behema, you can start as a human, and which is machal, then the you matu the tevuah for the other. Because the achila is a preparation. Once you finish at the end of Sfiras HaOmer, you bring a machal adam, then it's muta legavoha. Meaning, when you're graduating and you can eat machal adam, then you're ready to offer as an adam to gavoha. Until then, you can just be, even as a person, you can only eat when you've offered a machal behemoth. But when you're not graduated and I'm eaten machal adam, or brought machal adam, sorry, only then you can, so to speak, offer that to Gavoha. Now, getting to this period and the connection with Misas Talmid Rabbi Akiva. The famous question, how come Talmid Rabbi Akiva died specifically in this period, so concentrated? Right? I asked the students of Menorah Grammar, I asked them last week, I said, make a cheshbon, how many levayos were every day, on average? Right? So what's the answer? 750. Right? Can you imagine? 750 levayos every single day. I have to add even more, because the Shabbos brought into levayos, you have some days even more. Right? I mean, we can't comprehend what it was like. And why only during the period of these 32 days, whichever cheshbon you have, the 32 days during Sfiras HaOmer, why only there? So, first, a yesod, the Rav Chaim Friedlander brings this yesod, Rav Shlomo HaLevi El-Kabetz, the Baal Mechaber of Lechadoidi, he writes as follows. He writes that whenever there's a tkufa, there's a period in time, where there's a special avoida to be done in that period of time, if a person does not take up the opportunity, then there's a tremendous tevia on that person during that time specifically. This is something that maybe we should focus throughout the whole year. But if the zman is mesugal to a specific avoida and we dismiss that opportunity, or we are not careful with that mesugal zman, then the midas hadin could come very strong. And therefore, he says, this period of time of Sfiras HaOmer is a period of time, Hachana to Kabbalah Satorah, is a time where Talmidei Rabbi Akiva should have been more careful, and therefore, because they weren't, the Midas Hadin came down strong. Now, what was it that they weren't careful with? So we know the Gemara in Yevamos says, Shalonagu kavod zebeze. Right? They didn't behave with enough kavod one to another. I saw a nice gematria of kavod. Kavod gematria is lamed beis. Kavod, the gematria of kavod is lev, is 32, which is the amount of days within which they died in the Sfiras Omer are 32 days. What is the idea of Shalonagu Kavod Zebazeh, and why is this time a misugal time that they should have been careful? So we're going to start with Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler, Mishnas Rav Aaron, writes that because this is the time of Achana to Kabbalah Satoira, and there's a few specific midos shehatorah niknes bahem, right? The midos shehatorah niknes bahem, the traits through which the Torah is acquired. One of them is he says the dibuk chaverim, yeah, dibuk chaverim, the closeness of chaverim is one of the ways in which Torah is nikness. Since they were not noyed kavod zeh lazeh, therefore there was a problem with that midah. And at the time that you're supposed to be working on those midahs, then if you're not, then at that time the tviya is greater. You're supposed to be preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. So this is a failure in preparing for Kabbalah Satorah, and therefore the midah sadin came down. He explains that the yesod is as follows. Many mefarshim mention this, that you have memches kinyanim, you have 48 kinyanim, and in each one of the 49 days of the sfira, we're supposed to be focused on one, and then the last one, chazara, so to speak, of all of them together, and we lead up to Shavuos. So he writes that the tevia is because these days are a different way. Our avoida in these days are to prepare ourselves to become kalim, to become recipients for Torah, and then rezoicha in Shavuos to be mekabel the Torah. But the avoida of these days is not about the learning. The avoida of these days is about developing ourselves to become kalim, to then be mekabel Torah in Shavuos. So if that's the preparation, then that should be the focus of the day. And that's why the Talmidim did not quite have developed properly. The Medrash actually, Chaim Friedlander mentions, the Medrash says a slightly different take on the Chet of Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. And the Medrash says that it was Shehaisa Einehem Tzara Eilu Le'elu. Ayin Tzara. It's a type of envy that they had for each other. What's the problem with this envious? There's, I think, two inyanim. Number one of the most important elements of Kabbalah Satorah is anava, is humility. And humility and envy are opposites of each other. If I'm humble, when am I envious? When I think that what somebody else has magiali, it's supposed to be for me. So I feel bad. I feel it's unjust. There's an injustice that person has it and not me. So if I have another, a humble person understands that what he has, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given the person, sameach bechelko, even in his traits and his qualities. You understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is what we need, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the other person is what that person needs. And we recognize the sources of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Einehem Tzara comes from a lack of anava. And since it's a lack of anava, then it can't be Mekabel Torah. Why? I'll take it. The last answer is going to tie this beautifully. The other element is as follows. Perhaps there was a chisaron in understanding of Torah / Ruchnius vis-a-vis Gashmius. When it comes to Gashmius, one can argue that if I have more, you, by definition, are going to have less. So therefore, the more I have, the more I'm limiting your ability to have. With Ruchnius, it doesn't work like that. With Ruchnius, the more I have, the more you have a chance to have as well. Because if I increase my own Ruchnius, then that brings greater Ruchnius, greater Hashpa into this world, and more people can be Zachet to Ruchnius. So if they were a Nehem Tzara Zeh Lazeh in Ruchnius, it means they didn't quite have a full understanding of how Ruchnius works. Again, I want to emphasize, Chas v'Shalom, we should say that something that we clearly understand, they didn't. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about great people. We're talking about Tanoim, right? So therefore, we're just, in our way of understanding, this is what we can perceive and this we can accept. But obviously it wasn't that coarse lack of understanding like we would have now. Make that clear. There's one more pshat, which I think is a beautiful pshat from Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler is not in the Chelik of Moedim, in Chelik Dalit. Rav Dessler says as follows. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were the group through which Torah Sheba'al Peh was going to continue to the next generation. We know that Rabbi Akiva was the representative of Torah Sheba'al Peh, just like Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebichtav, also Torah Sheba'al Peh, but in the Tkufa Samisha, Rabbi Akiva is, so to speak, the Moshe Rabbeinu of the time. So if Rabbi Akiva is the Moshe Rabbeinu of the time, and he was going to be the one through whom Torah was going to be passing down to the next generation, so then the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva had the responsibility to take the Torah of Rabbi Akiva and to pass it down and to preserve it. Says Rav Dessler, the Hashpa of Rabbi Akiva was a Hashpa that each Talmid would receive kefi his shoresh nisham. Kefi, the character of the Talmud, the specific perspective and qualities of the Talmud, he would, so to speak, receive and accept and understand the Torah of Rabbi Akiva from that perspective. In Rabbi Akiva, because he was the center of Torah Sheba'al Peh, all perspectives were included. All perspectives were included in Rabbi Akiva. But in the Talmidim, each one would receive kefi his own way. For Torah Rabbi Akiva to be passed down to the next generation, for the Hashpa Rabbi Akiva to be complete, the Hashpa had to be ke'ein it was in Rabbi Akiva. Like it was in Rabbi Akiva. Just like in Rabbi Akiva, all those perspectives were in Achdus, were together. So too for the next generation, those perspectives had to coexist together. If there was a lack of kavod zeh lazeh, that means that I didn't quite respect your perspective. So my perspective stood independently to an extent to your perspective. So my understanding, my perspective of Torah that I saw from Rabbi Akiva, and your perspective of Torah, mine is better. Mine is more Rabbi Akiva-dik than yours. That was ke'ilu, that could have been the attitude. And therefore, there was a lack in the Torah of Rabbi Akiva's being me'uchedus, being united. The Torah of Rabbi Akiva was fragmented by each of the Talmidim not sharing with each other enough, not respecting each other's Torah enough. And therefore, since at this time is a time of preparing for the transmission of Torah, and since at this time we're supposed to be getting together, the Achdus is bringing the Torah of each and every one together. If you don't have Achdus, even if you have Torah and I have Torah, my Torah and your Torah are not connected. So it's a chisaron in Torah. It's not just a chisaron in people. It's a chisaron in the Torah. The Torah is not the same Torah. The Torah has to exist b'shleimus, has to exist b'achdus. And therefore, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, when they were noig kavod zeh lazeh, were lacking in transmitting the Torah to the next generation. Therefore, they died. They died because that could not be the way to transmit Torah. So how was it? It was with the other Chamisha Talmidim, Shebedarim, Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim, which, interesting, some are Medayek, they're already Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim. Right? They weren't beginners. Right? But nonetheless, they were the ones who took this on, and Chaim Friedlander brings that Rabbi Akiva actually said to them, Tinuay Neichem, be very careful. The Rishonim, my earlier Talmidim, they died because they had Sar Einam Tara Aleihem, they had Ein Sar, they had that envy, and you be very careful not to have this envy. One last comment about this. The Rav Friedlander mentions that the envy and the Lo Nagu Kavod Zebezeh, one is a siva for the other. How so? He explains like this. He says, because I'm envious, that's the siva, the result is that I'm not mechabed you. There's not two different, it's not two different ideas. Right? The fact that I am, it starts with envy. It starts with tsarusayin. And since I have tsarusayin, therefore, I feel like you're a threat to me. If I feel you're a threat to me, if I feel that what you have is something I would like to have instead of you, that threat distances me, and that threat makes me dismiss you to a certain extent. So that, you know, now Kavod Zebezeh was the result, the way it manifests, but the root cause was Shalonagu Kavod Zelezeh. Bezeh Hashem, as we prepare for Kabbalah Satora, perhaps one of the things we could focus on is, I'm sure most of us have some sort of Chavrusa learning. Right? Maybe part of our Avodah during this time is to have a greater listening ear to a Chavrusa. To have a greater desire to understand, to accept, to respect the perspective, the opinion of a Chavrusa, and that will enhance our Torah, and that will enhance Torah in general. Have a great day.